Excellent. Well, that kind of dovetails perfectly with my next question, because one of the themes of the play, The Escort, is the idea of service, as in service to our own needs, service to others with what we do for a living, even service to our kids. And now you've brought up indirectly the service to your own gift and your own drive to keep writing plays. So I wondered how this strand of the narrative was important to you as a writer.
Well, the main character of the play is Rona, who's a nice Upper West Side, liberal, educated woman who's a gynecologist. And she, like me, prides herself on her open-mindedness. And the play is about the challenge to that. And I found that my own views of my own sexuality have been very much affected by being a parent, because a parent's job is to, as you said, serve their child and make sure their child grows up healthy, psychologically whole, and morally whole. At least your child shares your own morals. And the whole point of the play is, here's a woman, and I've made her divorced and very much in need of intimacy. She's very much conflicted, because she's repressed her own sexual needs as she's trying to protect her adolescent son, who's coming into his sexuality and is looking at a lot of bad porn on the internet. And she sees that his moral compass is being challenged, not only by the crap he's watching, and the commercialized porn and all the really extreme stuff, but his view of sexuality and relationships has also been compromised by the divorce. So really, all of us at the theater, we're enjoying the fact that it's a play about sex, and yeah, it's a little raw, but it's about much deeper issues. And it's also about class, because the escort character, Charlotte, really wishes she could cross over into the legitimate world, and she prides herself on her intelligence and her good taste and her own sense of morality, and she desperately wants the approval of the gynecologist, and the play takes off from there.
That kind of leads me to the next question, which is, even though, as you say, the play is ostensibly about sex and then about much deeper issues, it feels very seditious to have this play happening right now for some reason. It seems like the line between healthy sexual curiosity and outright ostracism and judgment is really different for each of the play's characters, and I was curious how you decided where to draw each line, and how I wondered if really any of those lines had moved at all during the writing process.
I don't think about the lines. I think about what my characters need. And when you honor your characters' deep emotional hurts and their wants, then the rest of the play is answered. I always advocate for each of my characters, and I think that's really important, because that's what keeps a play from becoming a polemic.
Right. Well, I wondered also what's next for you. What's happening next in your life that you can talk about?
Oh. Well, right now I'm working on two pilots, one for HBO, one for Stars Network, and I can't say a lot about either of the projects, but they're also really challenging, wonderful pieces and areas. And the reason I'm moving into television series right now is because I think television is very similar to theater. It's because you're writing every week on, and you can cover really interesting emotional issues and also very current issues. And I find it, I found that I've been watching more series than films lately, because the film world is right now struggling financially, and most of the work that's out there for a screenwriter is for big blockbuster action genres that will sell easily. And I find that television, especially cable, gives a writer more of an opportunity to go deep.
Well, I couldn't agree more. So I'm so excited that you said that, because I'm a fan also of television and theater together, and I think as well they have so much in common. So I'm sure that many of the listeners as well will look forward to that enormously. So I have to end here by thanking you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure. And just good luck to all you writers out there. I know it's lonely. I know it's you're basically just sitting in front of your computers, opening up a vein. But don't give up, and take a lot of breaks, and be kind to yourself.
Thank you. Well, The Escort runs from March 29th through May 8th at the Geffen Playhouse. The play is directed by Lisa Peterson and stars Polly Draper, James Eckhouse, Maggie Siff, and Gabriel Sunday. For more information about tickets, please call 310-208-5454 or go to www.geffenplayhouse.com. For more information about LAFPI's resources, activities, and opportunities, visit www.lafpi.com.